There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting with, I have to say, one of the most interesting analysts slash commentators that I think Corey and I know. We reestablished a relationship with Byron King at a conference that we all attended last summer in Vancouver. Byron is a very, very interesting, bright individual. He's been on the show at least a half a dozen times since then. Very, very much of an expert, not only in economic events, but also in geopolitical events. Byron, I'd like to start out with what's going on in Saudi Arabia and its neighbor, Yemen. You know, you got a changing of the guard in Saudi Arabia, and you've got a successful coup that happened in Yemen. How do you think this is going to affect the stability of the Middle East?
On the surface, the newspaper headlines are that everything's okay. You know, the elderly, old, you know, Saudi king who was highly revered. I mean, the British flew the flag at Buckingham Palace at half-mast in honor of this guy. You know, I mean, he's this great guy. He dies. He's 90 years old. He has pneumonia. He dies. Off he goes to the great beyond. And then the new guy, the 79-year-old guy, takes over. You know, I mean, right away you realize we have some issues here. You know, we have a 90-year-old king being replaced by a 79-year-old king. The 79-year-old king has a history of strokes. He allegedly has dementia or whatever. I mean, hey, what could go wrong? You know, what it tells you is that, you know, while there is a king, while there is a regent, and he is in charge, that is the way they run things over there, but there is an entire other deep state. There's a whole bureaucracy of the military, the security services, the petroleum industry within Saudi Arabia that kind of runs things and sets the policy. I mean, the king sort of does the big ceremonial stuff and makes some big decisions. So you get rid of one guy, passes away. You know, I almost said you get rid of him. God bless him, go off to the next discovery, find out what's there. But then the new guy shows up. But in terms of policy, they want stability. Now they want stability after Saudi has, you know, contributed to a 50% drop in global oil prices in the last, you know, couple of months. You know, really, it's been happening since about last July. We had the big slide, and then all fall, and certainly in November, December, we had the crash. You know, but you know, so after a big 50% oil crash, now we want some stability. They're giving that to the world in terms of the headlines. But at the same time that they were laying to rest the mortal remains of King Abdullah, yeah, you had this revolution. You had this coup down in Yemen, where an Iranian-backed Shiite group basically kicked the other government out. And you've got U.S. ships literally sailing offshore, revving up the helicopter engines to go in there and do one of those Saigon-style rescues of all the U.S. people in the U.S. embassy and other U.S. facilities. It is a very precarious situation in Yemen right now. So the headline news is everything's good, everything's okay, no problems. The behind-the-page headline news is there's a lot of things that can go wrong. There are a lot of moving parts in Saudi Arabia that might seize up and quit moving. And the whole Yemen issue is it could be we could have another Benghazi embassy issue with Benghazi. It might happen. I'm not saying it's a low probability that it won't happen. In fact, it might happen. I hope it doesn't.
I think the issues and what's going on in Saudi Arabia right now bring up two interesting points, because every time I think of that area and that country, I think of, one, the connections to the U.S. and how, well, the U.S. definitely wants to kind of keep their influence over in that area, and two, oil and energy, because they are a major player right now, and in the past few months they've released statements and said that they're okay with the drop in oil price. They're going to keep going with this, but with a new regime or new power in there, there's a lot that's going on behind the scenes that we definitely don't know about. But the biggest impact economically, in my eyes, is going to be in energy, and it's impossible to say exactly what will happen, But Byron, from your standpoint, what do you think is the most plausible or the highest probability of outcome over there when it comes to their oil production and the general oil price?
Well, last summer, you know, 6 months ago, actually, when you and I were talking at the Vancouver conference, when we, you know, got reacquainted, oil was selling, you know, Brent crude was selling in that $100, $500, $10 a barrel range, and that was towards the end, that was mid-July, late July. And here it is now, it's the beginning of the 2015, oil is selling under $50 a barrel. So it's dropped $55 a barrel in the last 7 or 8 months, a big drop. It's always dangerous to call a bottom. I mean, you know, you could always wind up with egg on your face, but I think we are very, very close at this number to a bottom. I mean, you may have seen or you may have heard news or seen headlines of people that some people have said, well, oil could go down to $20 a barrel. Well, maybe it could trade down there for some, you know, exotic one-off, you know, oddball sort of reason one day or something like that. But I think at 50 and the high 40s a barrel, we're looking sort of at a bottom for oil right now, unless something really falls off of a cliff in terms of the global economy or in terms of some, you know, unbelievable just drop in demand, some unbelievable, you know, increase in supply. I don't think we're going to see much less than this. If you are of a contrarian nature and if you are very bold, this is the time, you know, to begin at least nibbling on the great ideas in the oil industry, the oil sector guys that have the great prospects for recovery and the strongest, you might call it a slingshot backwards. I mean, I'd be wary about going in and buying up oil sand guys in Canada with both hands, or the oil U.S. domestic fracking guys with both hands, or some of the service places. But I mean, the high quality companies that have been beaten down, that have a global reach, integrated oils. Those are all sort of safer to nibble at these price levels. And you think you've got some great dividend yields, if that's what you're looking for. Some of the larger companies, they will do anything. They will crawl over broken glass to preserve their dividend and their dividend yield. I mean, that seems pretty safe to me for some of those. So again, this is not just for the average Joe average investor. This is maybe, if you are of a more speculative, contrarian kind of nature, this is the time, you know, to start looking for bargains. I mean, things could still go lower, but I don't know how much lower they could go than this. There's a big upside from here.
I'm glad we had a chance to talk about that on a daily editorial last week, but I guess the one thing I'd like to close with here is that, you know, what's going on in the energy sector is such a good example of the adage, he who owns the gold rules. You know, he who owns the oil, i.e. Saudi Arabia and some of the other folks over there, they really are playing a disproportionately large role in determining what happens in the world. They may not be doing it themselves directly, but boy, I got to tell you, they sure are the tail wagging the dog, don't you think?
Oh, I agree with you completely, absolutely. I mean, we are, you know, when they say that, you know, U.S. fracking caused all of this, you know, U.S. fracking has added, you know, pick a number, 2, 3, 4 million barrels to the U.S. output over the last several years. I mean, it's been increasing. I mean, we're talking about maybe 3.5% of global supply, and it's changed the dynamics within the U.S., within the North American pipeline, railroad, refinery complex, and such. And that has altered global trade patterns in terms of the big tankers of oil that used to just, you know, sail to Houston and sail to Louisiana and sail to the U.S. East Coast and the U.S. West Coast. All those tankers are out looking for new markets. So it's completely altered those dynamics. But at the same time, if Saudi Arabia, just Saudi, was to say, you know, okay, we're going to cut, pick a number, 1.5 million barrels a day of production. If they made that announcement in the morning, by the afternoon, the $50 oil would be $60, $65, $70 oil. They could change the dynamics of the oil market overnight with one simple announcement. And I don't want to get into it here on our talk here, but I mean, I could show you the math that Saudi would make more money selling less oil at a higher price. I mean, if they cut 1.5 million barrels a day, they would keep that oil in the ground, and they would still make as much or more money as what they're making now at under 50.
free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, somebody who's been with us longer than Chris Temple is John Kaiser. And also, if you want to find out about John's newsletter, which has been around for a long time, very successful, Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report, simply go to our favorite sites section. You can get more information on that. John, you've been following the gold mining sector for an awful lot of years. And Michael Belkin came out in segment 3 of the first hour of our show and said, my recommendation right now, and don't, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, construe this as being investment advice. This is simply a statement that he made, and that is short the banks, buy the gold stocks. Do you agree or disagree, John?
Well, I'm not a big fan of the banks. The golds, of course, were the best short in the past few years, but that bear cycle has run its course. When gold was at $1,200, the desire to bring new mines into production was fairly diminished. Insofar as the world continues to grow and now a geopolitical dimension has been added to the equation, demand for gold should continue to rise. So a real price increase in gold lies ahead of us. It's gotten to almost $1,300 last year during the first quarter, where it got to almost $1,400, largely on the backs of the Ukraine-Russia situation. This time we have the situation where the Eurozone is finally adopting quantitative easing to deal with its serious deflation problem. With the Charlie Hebdo terrorist attack a couple of weeks ago, we now have the tension between the native Europeans and the immigrant community coming to a flashpoint. This, at the same time, the U.S. dollar is strong. The U.S. economy finally seems to be emerging from its trough. So I think gold getting back into the $1,600 range in real price terms is very realistic this year, and that is very good for the bottom line of gold producers.
Well, John, adding to the bottom line of gold producers, we're also seeing a lower oil price, which that will have to contribute positively to the bottom line of these producers. And one other fact that is contributing positively from the revenue side is the higher U.S. dollars, because a lot of these companies are mining gold outside of the U.S., and then when they're selling it in U.S. dollar terms. So not only from a revenue standpoint, but also from an expense standpoint, I think we should see some better numbers come out in a number of months when we're starting to see maybe Q1 financial results. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we could use Canada as an example. Canada suffered badly during gold's run up to $1,900 because the Canadian dollar reached a parity with the United States, yet the cost of Canadian mines was fixed in Canadian dollars. And the revenues they were getting was coming down in Canadian dollars. And now we have this globally for operations around the world with the U.S. dollar gaining against almost all currencies. The costs in those countries, they are fixed. The sunk costs of, in terms of capital costs, that is also water under the bridge. And of course, the lower fuel costs. Well, a lot of this fuel in the form of diesel, where diesel supported operations, that has already been purchased with long-term contracts, but you can bet that they are buying whatever they can now at these lower prices. In terms of a long-term benefit, I don't think there are too many people who think that $45 oil and maybe even $30 oil is going to be here for the long run. I think within 2 years, we are back to substantially higher oil prices. So I do not think that's going to be a factor in people thinking about the long-term profitability of gold mines.
Well, I think it's an interesting point. If the only thing we factor in is the expense side of the balance sheet, sure, that makes all the sense in the world. I think there's a lot more that's going to be driving the companies, John, though, than simply that. Gold or oil, I guess I should say, is not expected to stay down at these levels for any length of time, and I think that that's probably a very accurate assumption. Having said that, I think all of the other events that drive gold, though, I think are going to more than overshadow that, don't you?
Yeah, I think the geopolitical aspect of the world situation is taking over from the hyperinflation fiat currency narrative that dominated in the last 5-6 years. Inflation is still very low in the United States. It is a deflationary problem in Europe. And the U.S. dollar is rising because the United States is the biggest economy in the world. It is starting to get traction. And of course, the United States is pushing the world forward. So this whole idea that the United States is about to collapse because of government policies and so on, that's been pushed to the side. It is a different narrative that is now pushing. It is concern that China itself may become more hostile in its relationship to the United States. And, of course, Russia is a major problem. Russia has tried to flex its muscles. It got sanction pushback, and now it's getting pushed back by an oil price that, in my view, is being engineered by the Saudis lower to take care of the Iranian and the Russian threat in their own backyard.
John, I know that you cover a lot of companies very closely, so to end this interview, I want to quickly chat about some recent deals and actions by companies that we've seen happening, one more specifically being the deal for Probe Mines. Could this be the start of something, whether M&A or just an increased interest in the junior sector?
The Probe takeover, which is a plan of arrangement that was agreed to by management involving Goldcorp, is unusual for takeover bids in that it is being done at a premium to the market at a price that is an all-time high for the company. Most of the takeover bids that we've seen in the last couple years have been of a predatory nature, where they are taking companies out at 100, 200% premium, but from rock bottom prices that are down 90% from the peaks a few years ago. So this will inject a $500 million worth of liquid capital into the pockets of shareholders who were really owning this company as an exploration discovery vehicle. They finally acquired the critical land surrounding it. This was going to be the big year. It's a bit of a disappointment to see it taken over right now when they can start drilling without reservations of pushing the zone onto a neighboring property. I think the stock could have been a double-digit company, but it's an excellent management team. There will be a spin out with $19 million cash in the treasury. The shareholders will be getting Goldcorp stock, which is one of the best of the gold producers out there. And, of course, it's a sign that companies like Goldcorp have vision. They're not just buying a bunch of existing ounces in the ground. They are also buying exploration potential. And while we won't see the sort of news flow that we would have seen for that Borden Greenstone Belt, if Probe were still in charge, we will still hear a lot more about the gold discovery potential in places like Ontario.
Okay, there you have it from John Kaiser. Great input. People like John Kaiser are certainly what make this show worth listening to. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back. We're going to talk about some geopolitical issues with Glenn Downs.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Kudos to John Kaiser. That was a great interview, Corey, that he just took part in with us. Kudos to Chris Temple. We're chatting with Chris right now, but it's about more of a macro issue. And we're talking about the importance of relying on credible information. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that, and then sure would like to hear Corey's opinion and Chris's opinion. I think it's very, very important that people do their own due diligence and don't necessarily rely on dramatic activists in the industry, I think is the best way to put it. If a person doesn't have a certain amount of acumen in the area of financial matters, if a person can't read a balance sheet, if a person can't read an income statement, etc., they need to have an investment advisor who is qualified to do that. I think that people who rely on the dramatists in the world, who basically write what people want to hear, I think they're making a big mistake. Corey, what do you think?
Well, I think one key aspect to all of this is that people see the world through their own eyes, and no two people think the same. Many people think alike, but everyone sees it in their different eyes. And now that we have the internet and this ease of communication is that you can essentially search anything online and go down what can be a dark hole for some people, because you just start clicking on these related links and reading these same stories. And that's why I think it's very important in investing, in politics, in anything that you're reading on, is to read something and take a step back and ask yourself if you agree with what was said, if you understand what was said, and if you think the person writing has a good grasp on what's going on out there, because everybody nowadays is able to give their opinion, and a lot of people give their opinion, especially when you talk about investing in politics. And that's the most important time, I think, to take a step back and talk with like-minded people, but then also search out people that don't necessarily always agree with you so that you can, I think, get a better handle on everything. Because there are websites out there that are geared towards one thing, and if you only read that, then, yeah, you'll start believing it, but that doesn't necessarily mean deep down inside you that you know or that you think that is right. And this transfers over to everything, doesn't it, Chris?
Well, it does. You know, Corey, I have a statement, and some of our listeners have been to my website before, but right at the top of my page, here's what I write. You can get information anywhere. What I promise you here is the knowledge you need to be a successful investor in these crazy times. We're swimming in information. I mean, you can spend all day long just going through emails and the Twitter feed and stuff. I know, because I do a lot of that. And I know that you guys do as well. That's bad enough. But when it gets worse is that there are a lot of different so-called news organizations out there, advisory services and so forth, oftentimes that sell newsletters, services, products, whatnot, whose information is just flat nonsense at times. And it's bad enough that they appeal to people in a very subtle way who have a certain viewpoint. You know, there are a lot of people out there that if you wave the flag and talk about God, they'll listen to just about anything. And that's not a good position to put yourself in. Generally speaking, more often than not, these outfits reveal themselves right from the get-go. Not only because they're flamboyant, but they really go over the top. I mean, I got one in my inbox this week, and I'm sure we could share these stories for hours. But some breaking news that you need to act on, it's official, Russia is dumping the U.S. dollar. Well, all you need to do is watch the market activity all day long to see that the ruble is the one that's been crashing. Russia was just downgraded to junk status, and the U.S. dollar is at its highest level in about a dozen years. So if they're dumping the dollar, they're not doing a very good job of it. Now, there is a story that Russia is not using the dollar as much anymore, and that in their part of the world, they're entering arrangements with China and others based on energy and other goods and services where they're not using the dollar. Now, there's a story. But if someone needs to resort to really a misleading, if not an outright false headline, you know, how good is the rest of their information to begin with, let alone what they're trying to sell you? You know, or like we were talking off the air the other day, another outfit with their new Swiss bank account up to 44% yield, complete con job. They weren't selling anything to do with Switzerland. They were talking about showing you, as if you couldn't figure it out yourself, how to open a bank account in Canada. And you're going to make money because interest rates are a few percent, 4 or 5% up there, as opposed to nothing in the U.S. Plus, look how well the Canadian dollar did in years past against the U.S. dollar. I hope you didn't take that advice in the last 6 months, because you'd be down about 20%. With the decline in the loonie. So when people need to come up with misleading headlines, a lot of hype and stuff like that, you know, stay away. There's plenty of credible information out there to keep up with without having to get yourself in those traps.
You know, Corey, you and I have talked a lot on this subject with Gary Savage. And I think Gary put it very, very accurately when he said, a lot of people subscribe to certain newsletters because they want their beliefs validated. And I got to tell you, if you want your belief validated, you're in trouble. Do you need to look at scenarios where people aren't going to validate your belief, where people are going to attempt to poke holes in your theories? Because that way you're going to really stop and think about what's going on, as opposed to just listening to somebody who is validating your personal belief. You know, I'm not saying that people out there are wrong, and I have to say that in terms of our regular listeners who participate on our blog, who Corey and I have been communicating with for years now, this is a very bright group of people. These people are very definitely savvy. They're very definitely long in the tooth in terms of experience. You know, these are people who you want to listen to, and we listen to each other on our blog. I probably spent 9 or 10 hours last weekend or more interacting with folks from all over the world. That is the best way to learn. As I tell these folks, you know, I have learned more from you guys than I learned as an undergraduate economics student at the University of Washington, and that's true. For God's sakes, the worst thing you can do is simply listen to like-minded people, because you know what? That's a recipe for losing money. I mean, Corey, you've been in this game for a while. You grew up in the resource sector in Vancouver. I don't think anybody could disagree with that, do you?
No, not at all. And I just keep on stressing that it's important to listen to these other groups that aren't necessarily on the gold bandwagon there and don't necessarily think that gold is always going to go up, because it isn't. And these other people bring some very valid points to the table. And that's sometimes one of the problems with those conferences that we go to. We just have people always saying all the good things about how that should make gold go up, when fact of the matter is there are other aspects out there that could be pressure on gold. And it's nice to hear the other side of the story and then take a step back and weigh both that information, because both people bring points to the table. Just because you don't like one over the other doesn't mean that they're wrong and you need to dismiss them. And those are my favorite conversations on our blog, is when people start bringing different ideas and thoughts to the table because they don't necessarily agree.
Oh, I have to agree 100%. I think even San Diego Mark would agree with that. You know, and you're the consummate gold bug, in my opinion, Mark. But, you know, you do keep an open mind. You do look at the structure, the economic structure around you, and then you come to your own conclusion. I find it very, very difficult to think that someone like yourself would just be agreeing with a newsletter writer because that newsletter writer agreed with you. I would bet that you challenge yourself, for lack of better terms, and really take what you read initially with a grain of salt, because that's the only way that you're going to provide yourself with some significant insurance in this investing game that we're all in. Gentlemen, we're going to be right back. We're going to be chatting here with Glenn Downs. Got some political issues, geopolitical issues, I guess I should say, that I think are important to the investing sector.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Yeah.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Of the weekend edition of the show. We've got some, I would have to call this probably pretty late-breaking news. The story broke earlier in the week. It has to do with a situation in Washington, D.C. called the House Freedom Caucus. The House Freedom Caucus was founded by 9 Republicans, and their mandate is as follows, quote, "The House Freedom Caucus gives a voice to countless Americans who feel that Washington does not represent them. We support open, accountable, and limited government, the Constitution and the rule of law, and policies that promote the liberty, safety, and prosperity of all Americans." And the folks involved in this are Scott Garrett of New Jersey, Jim Jordan of Ohio, John Fleming of Louisiana, Matt Solomon, Arizona, Justin Amish, Michigan, Raul Labrador of Idaho, Mick Mulvaney of South Carolina, Ron DeSantis of Florida, and Mark Meadows of North Carolina. I got to tell you, in my humble opinion, Glenn, more power to these guys.
Well, that's right, Big Al. You know, right now they started off with a group of 9, but with the expressed intent of getting that up to at least about 30 or so. And I can very easily count myself plenty of members that can get them up to 30. You know, that many of those members on that list that you just cited were not people. Who were people who voted for Mr. John Boehner for re-election to the House Speaker and are now sort of planning a stake, saying, hey, we want some independent, liberty-minded leadership here within the House. And, of course, as you know, there were a couple of dozen members who did vote for somebody other than John Boehner from the Republican Party. So the makings are there of getting to their goal, I think, pretty quickly.
Now, Glenn, what is the overall goal of this organization, or is it so new right now that they just have kind of a general idea of what they're going to be doing?
Well, I think that the sense here is that there is a Republican establishment here in Washington, D.C. that has as its goal things which are antithetical to a lot of the people in the base of the Republican Party, the rank-and-file workers of the party, the people on Main Street, Main Street businesses. And let me just diverge and add that there are things that are the Democratic Party establishment here in Washington, D.C., that are antithetical to parts of their base as well. That the basic notion is the people here in Washington, D.C., running the show, are out of touch with the people that sent them here. And, you know, it's so one of the goals, I think, of this group is, you know, if you can get the 30 members in this group, when you have procedural votes and other things that require Republicans to vote to pass things or to move things along in the process, if this group were to stick together, were to get to their stated goal numbers, and then that group were to stick together, if the Republican leadership were attempting to move pieces of legislation that were at odds with that group's stated goals, they'd have enough votes to block moving forward. Unless, of course, the Republican leadership then goes to the Democrats for votes. And that would be, you know, Washington establishment fusing together again like they did on the so-called Cromnibus bill at the end of last year. So this is just further evidence of the divisions and the fractures that we've talked about here on the Coral and Economics Report that exist within the parties. And, of course, in this instance, we're talking about specifically within the Republican Party, that haven't gone away just because Mr. John Boehner was reelected. In fact, those divisions are still there, and family conversations probably still need to be had about what goals we want to advance or what goals we don't want to advance around here. And the early indications so far in this Congress, it's very new since the Speaker was elected. The Congress has been really only in session a couple of weeks, but there have been a couple of pieces of significant legislation that Republican leadership attempted to bring to the floor that they've had to pull back because they didn't do a very good job of counting their own members. So that's indicative of underlying tension and underlying lack of cohesion about strategy and tactics, and then in some cases the substance of the legislation that's being discussed.
I think this is a really interesting event that's occurring right now in the Republican Party, and the reason I say that is because it would go one of two ways. Number one, either these folks would accomplish what they would like to accomplish, which is, right in their mandate, you know, let's get back to basics. It would either accomplish that, or it would give the Democrats a tremendous amount of power, because Republicans, in effect, you talk about a lame duck president. The Republicans, in effect, if they as a party can't get together on passing legislation, if there's all the catfighting going on within the group, nothing is going to happen, and that's going to give 2016 to the Democrats.
Well, Al, that's one possible scenario. Another possible scenario is precisely the opposite of what you just expressed, that the concern that many have is the Republican establishment here in Washington, D.C., wants to get together with the Democratic establishment and pass things they both have similar goals on, but which are at odds with what the people back home want.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, a good example would be the issue that's near and dear to your heart is illegal immigration. There is very, very little distance between the views of the Republican leadership here in Washington and the Republican establishment here in Washington and Barack Obama on the issue of illegal immigration and what to do about it. You know, the old joke is that Democrats want cheap votes and Republicans want cheap labor. So the business roundtable and the organizations like that are very much in favor of quote-unquote comprehensive immigration reform, which includes amnesty or something like amnesty, amongst other things. You know, that goes on top of the most generous legal immigration system in the world that we currently have. So it very well could be that unless you have a group of people that stands up to the powers that be around here, as it were, that what you do, you get a lot of the Congress will be passing a lot of things which Barack Obama would be just very happy with. So, you know, it might be that what we do is save the Republican leadership from itself, because there are plenty of issues that these various factions and wings within the Republican conference agree on. And as a matter of fact, some of those issues, you know, you can poll test them, and you can get 75% or 80% of the American people, the general public, not just Republicans, agree on them. And if Republicans advance the things that you have this very broad agreement with, then and a group like this keeps them from passing divisive issues like giving amnesty to illegal immigrants, then you could really be you could be saving them from themselves and setting us up for a terrific 2016. But if on the other hand we find the Republican Congress leadership and others colluding with the Democratic leadership and Mr. Obama to pass bills that are antithetical to the Republican base, you could end up sparking a third party movement of some sort, which had enough votes to drain votes away from the Republican nominee, and then therefore snatch a defeat from the jaws of victory in 2016. So we'll see how this plays out.
Yeah, we're going to see how it plays out. I just have a feeling that it's going to give the Democrats an opportunity to say, you know, these guys are so dysfunctional, they can't even agree among themselves, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that, coupled with the groundswell that is going on in the United States right now demographically, in terms of the people who really do believe in big government, and big government folks, I think, represent somewhat of a majority in this country, and I think that would just give the whole deal to them. You got the final word, man.
Well, you know, that this group's stated purpose, this House Freedom Caucus stated purpose, is to support open, accountable, and limited government, the Constitution, and the rule of law. And those are things I feel pretty comfortable myself aligning myself with.
Well,
and
of course.
If in fact those things aren't going to make it, let's find that out sooner rather than later, as opposed to bartering our freedom away, you know, one slice of bologna at a time.
Yeah, which is kind of what we're doing right now. On that note, hope you folks enjoyed the show. Corey and I had a great time putting it together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.D. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.